Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer proudly presents another thrilling episode in the true life story of
Eddie Cantor, Boy Grandfather.
The only genuine daytime serial presented at night.
Sure. Why spoil the whole day?
You will remember that last week, in trying to escape from his kidnapper, Babyface Moore, Eddie succeeded only in getting Harry Von Zell kidnapped, too. Today, we find Eddie and Harry trying to dig a tunnel to escape. Listen.
Let's keep digging, Harry. It's the only way we can escape from Babyface Moore.
Yeah, I understand that, Eddie, but why do I have to do all the digging?
Because we have no shovel, and you're the only one who has teeth like a gopher. Harry, you know that if Babyface Moore catches us, we're dead?
Well, nobody can live forever.
No? Jolson has done it. Come on, Harry. Keep digging.
It's so dark in here, Eddie.
It is. I wish we had the cake from Jolson's birthday.
Why?
With that many candles, we could see what we're doing. It was the only birthday cake I ever saw with asbestos frosting. But, Harry...
Yes?
Keep digging.
All right, Eddie, but I'm scared.
Harry, please, don't cry, because if you cry, then I'll cry.
I won't cry.
Harry G., it's so dark down here.
Oh, my gosh. Now, we... Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
We're saved.
Yeah.
There's a long, damp, dark passage here. I can feel it.
Harry, you've got your hand in my mouth. Haven't you any other flavor?
Hey, Eddie. Have you noticed something?
What?
I can hardly breathe.
Yeah. There's only enough air in here for one of us.
One of us?
Yes, one of us has got to stop breathing.
Well, I'd stop breathing, Eddie, but you know me, no willpower.
Look, let's look at this logically, though.
Yeah?
Which one of us should make the supreme sacrifice? I'm a lot older than you. I've had a long, successful career. I've got a big house in Beverly Hills, cars, a chauffeur. I've got everything, but you, Harry, you're just beginning. You've still got a long way to go.
Oh, Eddie, then you're the one that's going to die?
No, you. You've got nothing to live for. You know what I mean?
Now, wait a minute here. What have you got to live for? You're an old man.
Old man, he says. I am just turning 37.
Yeah, when you turn 37, it's 73. Hey, Eddie, now, listen, wait a minute. I think I know how we can both hang on a little longer here.
How?
We'll conserve the air. We won't breathe as much. We'll fill our lungs and hold our breath.
That's a good idea, Harry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, kid. Fill your lungs. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay.
Harry. Harry, you've had enough. Stop, Harry. You're making a pig of yourself. Harry, exhale. Some of that air is mine. Let it out already. At a time like this, he auditions for Raleigh Cigarette. Harry.
Look, Eddie, I think it'll all be over soon now.
Yes, Harry. Even the best of friends must part.
Yeah. Goodbye, Tyrone.
Goodbye, Lana. Gosh, Harry, imagine dying without ever knowing the answer.
But the answer to what?
The answer to what? I know what cooks with Joan Crawford, who dates Peter Lawford, just who gave Monty Woolley the brush. Know who's horsing round with Orson and who contemplates divorcing, but who is Miss Hush? I know who currently nestles in arms that are Jessel's. I also know he'll get the bum's rush. Oftentimes I know the topper, way ahead a hopper, but who is Miss Hush? I tuned in. Information, please. Poor Fatima was all alone. The experts thought they knew Miss Hush, so they couldn't afford to leave the phone. I know who'll marry what princess, who's frying whose glinces, and I know things that makes that youth blush. Know whose lips are kissing Como's, why Sinatra's taking Bromo's, but who is Miss Hush? It's so doggone prepossessing, it's got everybody guessing. This United Nations Forum couldn't even get a quorum. Lloyd's are laying 10-7, that it isn't Ernie Bevin. Russia's asking what the rush is, cause they know who Mr. Hush is. With all that stuff they're giving away, Jack Benny's toupee is turning gray. I know the date and location of Jolson's confirmation, and who is flying high with what thrush. And I know who's building fires under General Benny Myers, but who is Miss Hush?
Gee, Eddie, while you were singing, I felt just as if we were safe and sound back in the radio studio.
Yeah, but we're not, Harry. We're trapped here in this tunnel, trying to escape from Babyface Moore.
Well, let's keep digging, Eddie.
Okay, Harry. Oh, I can't get through it. There's such a solid mass. I don't know. What are you laughing at, Harry?
That solid mass is me.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, what's the matter?
There's a crack ahead of us, Harry.
Huh?
We're saved. Let's keep digging.
Want some help, buddy?
Yeah, gee, you're a nice fellow. What's your name?
Babyface Moore.
I want you to be... Stop! Babyface Moore? Some jump at my age, huh? Harry, look. It's Babyface Moore.
Oh, I'm very pleased.
Do you know... Moore!
You guys thought you'd escape, huh? Whose idea was it?
Not mine. I haven't had an idea in years.
You haven't?
No, Ida won't let me.
Then this must have been your idea, fat boy.
Oh, no, no. I couldn't think of anything like that. I'm too stupid. I'm a moron, you know.
You guys are going to pay for this. I think you're both a couple of morons. Now, which one of you guys should I give it to first?
Harry... Look, down in the tunnel, I was pretty selfish. I said you had nothing to live for because I had money and cars, a chauffeur, a house. Harry, I'm giving all of that to you.
Then you're going to die?
No, you. What more can you get out of life?
No matter how you figure it, it always comes out me.
Look, Babyface, you're holding both of us for ransom. Let one of us get out, either one. And while you're holding Harry here... I'll go out and get the ransom money.
What happens if you don't come back? What do I do with Fat Boy?
Well, if I don't show up in 30 days, he's yours. So long.
Come back here!
Look, Babyface, give us another chance. I promise we won't try to escape. Scout's honor.
Oh, you were a boy scout, eh, Cantor?
Well...
Sure, he's been scouting for a boy all his life.
Please, Babyface, don't kill us. I'm running for president. Somebody will pay the ransom for us.
Hey, I'm not interested in the ransom anymore.
You're not? Well, then what are you holding us for?
Well, because while you're gone, my girlfriend Hildegard has taken over your Blue Ribbon Beer program.
Oh. With that voice?
What's the matter with that voice? It's a cross between Tetrazzini and Ethel Waters.
Sort of a tetra-ethyl.
Stop knocking the kid. She's got a great voice.
Yeah, what her voice lacks in tonal quality, she makes up with her obnoxious personality.
What's that?
What Von Zell means, while the girl is lacking in pulchritude, her voice is pretty putrid.
Now, you see, Von Zell, why can't you say nice things like canter? Hey, it's about time for her to go on the air. Turn on the radio.
Thank you. And now I would like to announce for all of those whom would like to see me in person. This week I shall be appearing in the pastrami room of Schweinbacher's Delicatessen.
Yeah. How can you tell her from the liverwurst?
Shut up!
I will now sing downbeat, Arturo. Sleepy lagoon, not lovable. Unto what an island. A sleepy lagoon, and too hard to tune. In some lullaby land. Oh, yes, Seymour. I'll never forget the first time we met. You dove into the gas station where I was working. You couldn't help noticing me. I was the only girl there who could blow 40 pounds of air into a tire with her own lips. But maybe it was the perfume I was wearing that attracted you. You thought it was Chanel number 5, but it was Marfac number 3. And when you drove out of that gas station, a little part of me went with you. Because while I was changing your oil, my nose got caught in your fan belt. And that night, you took me dance floor. While I was sliding east, I met a splinter going west. After that, I had lumber in my rumba. Oh, but it was a thrilling evening. I kept dancing till 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I realized that you had gone home at 10. And that's why I say, Seymour, a tropical moon, a sleepy lagoon, and you-ho-ho.
Hey, Cantor.
Yes.
Wasn't that beautiful? Didn't you like it?
Yes and no.
Yes and no?
Yes, it wasn't beautiful. I didn't like it.
You can't even say what you like. Perhaps sign her to a contract.
Sign her?
Yeah.
They can't do that. They've got a contract with me, and they can't break it. That contract is in effect as long as I live.
Cantor.
Yes?
I just found a loophole.
Did you hear that, Harry? They've taken over my show. Do something.
I will. Will. Well, you look here, Babyface Moore. You can't do this. This is a free country. We got laws. We got liberty. Don't forget, this is America. Vive la France.
Hey, let's turn on the radio. Maybe Hildegard's going to sing again.
You're listening to the Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer Show, brought to you by the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer.
Well,
beer
please, Eddie, listen. They've got a stranger doing my commercial. Shut off that radio.
Turn on that radio.
No. No, I can't bear to listen to anybody else telling people about Pabst Blue Ribbon. How could they possibly describe that fresh, clean, sparkling taste? That mellow, appetizing flavor and that clear amber color? Imagine somebody else saying, for more than a century, the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon have pioneered in the fine art of brewing. And they have developed another great Pabst process known as the science of blending. The blending of never less than 33 fine brews. Yes, to keep that Pabst Blue Ribbon flavor just the way you like it day after day and year after year, Pabst actually blends together 33 brews. It's the art of brewing, plus the science of blending, that has made millions all over the world settle down to blended...
Turn off that radio, fat boy, or I'm going to knock you off.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Get into one great beer, 33 fine brews.
Tanner, I want to talk to you in private. Come on in the next room. Bonzel, you stay here.
Babyface, you took me away from my friend. Why do you want to talk to me alone?
Well, Cantor, Hildegard has a little problem. Pabst Blue Ribbon wants to sign her to a contract, but she can't sign it. She's a minor. She has no parents.
Oh, that's too bad. How did she lose her parents?
They got pneumonia riding in an open patrol wagon.
Well, what has all this got to do with me?
She needs a father.
So?
You're going to adopt her.
Me adopt a girl? A girl? That's like California importing oranges from Florida. It's like Los Angeles sending to Pittsburgh for smog. Why, the whole thing is ridiculous. I've got 5 daughters.
Can any of them sing?
No.
And you expect to be elected president?
Hey, tell me, do you think it would help if I adopted Hildegard?
Sure. With her singing, you'd be a cinch to be elected president.
Of what country? Look, I want to ask you something. Why don't you adopt her?
I can't. I want to marry her. Now, Cantor, you do this for me, I might let you go.
It's a deal.
Okay. I'll adopt your girl. I'll adopt her. Gosh, I can just see the look on Ida's face. For the first time, I'll be telling her.
I knew you'd see it my way, so I took the liberty of having my mouthpiece bring over the adoption papers. Come in, Maximilian.
Greetings and habeas corpus.
This is your mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Talks like he lost a piece of his mouth.
I represent the Rufus, Cassidy, McIntosh, Stevenson, and Frogelmeyer.
And you are?
O'Brien.
O'Brien, what is your connection with this legal firm?
I am their lawyer.
Maximilian, you bring the adoption papers?
Yes, here they are. Sign the papers.
Yeah. I never sign anything unless I read it first. Let me see. I, Eddie Cantor, the party of the first part, do hereby agree to adopt Hildegard Hotzenfather and...
Sign the papers.
Please. And to treat her as my own legal child, to confer upon her all...
Sign the papers.
And cherish her and afford her all the protection of my household, including...
Please, sign the papers.
All right.
I'll sign the paper. I'll sign the paper. Gee, you talk peculiar.
Here you are. The papers are signed.
Congratulations. You're now the father of Hildegard. Now go back in the other room with the fat boy. I got a few details to discuss with my mouthpiece.
All right. I'll go in and I'll tell him. Harry.
Eddie. What's the matter? What did he tell you? You look stunned.
Harry, I've just become a father.
A father? When?
A minute ago. It's a girl.
Oh, Eddie, congratulations. How much does she weigh?
About 120 pounds.
How much does Ida weigh?
98.
98. How is Ida?
Fine. She's out bowling.
Bowling?
She does that.
Well, that's impossible.
Yeah, but she knows nothing about it. I just found it out myself from Babyface Moore.
He knew about it?
Of course. The whole thing was his idea.
His idea?
Sure. He suggested that I adopt Hildegard.
Oh, gee, Hildegard. Why does he want you to adopt her?
So I can sign her contract with Pabst Blue Ribbon. She's underage, Harry.
Okay, Cantor, let's go down to NBC and sign a contract.
Just a second, Babyface Moore. I'm putting my foot down. You can't order me around. I'm not afraid of you. I take orders from nobody. You understand? Not while I'm a citizen of the USA. Vive la France!
Hello, Hildegard.
Oh, baby face.
Hildegard, it's all arranged. Cantor agreed to adopt you.
Is that true, Mr. Cantor?
Yes.
Zanny!
Oh, no.
Oh, kiss me, Daddy.
No, okay. Mm-hmm. How do you like that? A daughter with 5 o'clock shadow.
Daddy, you don't know how happy this makes me. As an infant, I never knew a father's love.
You didn't? You poor girl.
No, but maybe you'll make up for it.
I'll try.
Go, go.
Is you daddy's sister? His favorite.
Goom, goom.
Yes?
The man from the diaper service is here.
Oh, Harry, stop it, will you?
Not a nonsense, Hildegard. When are you going to sign the contract?
Well, the sponsor will be here soon.
I'll go outside and look for him.
If you don't mind, Daddy, while we're waiting, I've got to take my singing lesson.
Singing lesson? What singing teacher would be stupid enough to think he could train your voice?
How do you do?
Why, it's Bert Gordon, the mad, mad Russian.
Come on, spit something.
Oh, all right, all right.
Say something interesting.
All right, all right.
Keep talking.
All right.
I'm very busy.
All right.
Who are you?
Russian. You're a singing teacher?
Sir, I teach Russian-style singing through the nose.
In Russia, they sing through their nose? Why?
Nobody's allowed to open their mouth.
Russian? Russian, tell me, how did you ever become a singing teacher?
Well, my father wanted me to be a machinist.
Uh-huh.
My teacher said I should take up sewing.
Uh-huh.
And my mother wanted me to be a singer.
Yeah?
So I pleased them all.
What did you do?
I sold singer sewing machines.
Oh, go on and stop my daughter Hildegard's singing lesson.
Very well. Hildegard, bitch.
No, Hildegard.
Pardon my fox puss. Yes. First you will sing after me the entire scale. Do, re, mi.
Go on, go on.
There's more.
Of course there's more. What about fa?
With the do, re you pay me, I can go fa.
Russian, please, it's obvious that you know nothing about singing.
I resent your innuendo.
You don't even know what innuendo means.
And that's why I resent it. Now, Miss Hildegardo.
Yep.
I want to give you a little singing test. You see, if you sing through your nose, you're an alto. If you sing through your mouth, you're a soprano.
And if she sings through her teeth, she's a falsetto?
That's very funny. That's very funny.
What? What's very funny?
I sold singer sewing machines.
Russian, this whole thing is a waste of time. Hildegard will never be able to sing opera.
Don't say that. Don't say that. That don't say. I can see her now. This is the opening night at the Metropolitan. The orchestra starts to play, and she sings across the alley. That's where I met Mo.
Yep. Across the alley, that's where you met Mo.
He moved.
Yep.
Now, in the second act, Miss Hildegardo,
yep,
sings the famous aria, Il Torto di La Firenze, Hatsamatsu.
Hatsamatsu? Hatsamatsu? What does that mean in English?
Bongo, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no! No, no, no! No.
Okay, all right. Oh, hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, oh, hey, hey, all right! Russian, listen. I am this girl's father, and I'm paying for this, so give her the lesson.
That'll do. Miss Hildegarlic, suppose you sing the vowels O and E like this. O, E, O, E.
O, E, O, E.
Faster.
O, E,
faster.
O, E,
faster.
O, E,
faster.
O, E. Oi, 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 oi. How long do I keep this up?
Till the rest of the pigs catch up with you.
Rusty, get out of here. Rusty.
Look, Hildegard, my dear, if you wanted instruction in opera, why didn't you ask me?
You, Mr. Von Zandt.
Well, of course, people used to call me the second Lawrence Melchior.
Well, what made them stop?
The first Lawrence Melchior.
Mr. Von Zandt, I didn't know you sang in opera.
Oh, my dear girl, well, listen to this. People buy blue ribbon beer, telling you why is my career. Each Thursday night I bend your ear about the flavor of blue ribbon beer. Order it with confidence.
With confidence and serve with pride.
Blended, splendid, so darn good with cold cuts on the side.
Smart people choose blue ribbon brews.
It is my job to spread the news. Can't build a plane like Howard Hughes, but I can enthuse about 33 brews.
33 fine brews.
Best on any table.
33 fine brews.
Blue ribbon on the label.
Not too dark and not too light. The beer that's just exactly right.
Blended, splendid, sparkling clear. So good throughout the year.
Blue ribbon beer is the best of beers.
Brewed in Milwaukee 103 years. Come everybody.
One beer.
Hey, what about the sponsor? Where is he?
Here I am.
And I'm not signing Miss Hildegard.
What?
Canter got himself kidnapped just so he'd get this gravel voice Gertie on the program. Not a chance.
Why, you...
Drop that gun, Babyface Moore.
What? Who are you?
Sullivan, FBI.
Oh.
What do you want me to do with him, Canter?
Look, he hasn't really hurt me. So if he promises to go straight, let him go straight to... Let him go straight. Let him go. You know what I mean? Let him go.
I'll go straight. I'll reform. Hildegard and I'll get married. Come on, Hildegard.
All right. A sleepy lagoon, a tropical moon, and two on an island.
Mr. Sullivan, yes? I knew right away that you are my sponsor. I went along with the gang.
Why, sure. I just used that as an excuse to get in here.
Gee, you guys are clever.
Yes.
You can always count on the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
I'm not connected with them.
But you said you were from the FBI.
Sure. Full of Brushes Incorporated. Mr. Cantor, I have here a little brush for combing the hair.
Yes.
I have a brush here for cleaning the teeth. I have one here for cleaning your clothes. Here's one right here, sir. The greatest thing in the world takes your back. Now, here's a gun for you. Anything you want, sir. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, our singing star, C.C. Blake, is back with us after a very successful engagement at the Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco. Here she is with Eddie Cantor, Cookie Fairchild's orchestra, and the Blue Ribboneers singing...
I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. I'll have a wonderful time. I'll drink to your father. I'll drink to your mother, then I'll have another for old lang syne. I'll kiss all the bachelors, the young and the old and men. I'll have myself another drink and kiss them all again. I'll dance at your wedding. I won't miss that wedding. I'll dance at your wedding. Am I gonna shine at your wedding and mine?
We'll dance at your wedding. We'll dance at your wedding. We'll dance at your wedding. We'll have a wonderful time.
I'll drink to your father. I'll drink to your mother. I'll have another for auld lang syne. I'll kiss all the ladies, the old and young and then. I'll have myself another bottle of Pabst and kiss them all again.
We'll dance at your wedding. We won't miss that wedding. We'll dance at your wedding.
Am I gonna shine at
your wedding and mine?
Holly wreath and mistletoe, Christmas tree and candle glow. Neighbor, as you light your tree, tell me, how's your memory? The bombs fell thick and the earth ran red with blood that unsung heroes shed. But on they moved from each bivouac with God alone knowing who'd get back. The sweetest of victories brought its loss with yesterday's buddy, today's white cross. But on they swept like men possessed through mud and blood, no sleep, no rest. Then victory, the peace was won. But for some, the battle had only begun. Ah, my good friends, many a vet is fighting a war that's not over yet. Flat on his back in a hospital cot, he lies and wonders if you forgot. If you haven't forgotten, I know a way to show you remember on Christmas Day. You can give some lad a terrific lift. How? When you shop, buy an extra gift. Say to the clerk, that's my gift for a vet. It's a gesture I'm certain you'll never regret. Honor these heroes. Remember the brave. Let's all...
This program is brought and sent your way with the best wishes of the Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers
from coast to coast.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.